Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
It's the Super Bowl, and it's here. Well, a week away, anyway. A couple weeks away.
I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, you picked the Eagles, the Chiefs.
The teams that I picked are still playing.
Yeah, Eagles, Chiefs, Bengals. Did you pick the Bills, too?
The teams that I picked are still playing.
Yeah, of course they are.
And so it'll be and I will predict your Super Bowl participants in the weekend review next segment.
All four of them, huh?
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
College basketball is in swing, too. We'll talk a little bit about that in a later segment, but we are going to focus on the championship games right now here leading into the show because I feel like that's the most important thing that's going on in the sports world outside of the Australian Open.
Yeah, outside of that, the NFC, AFC Championship games, Championship Sunday this weekend. So it's going to be two good football games, I think.
49ers at the Eagles. The Eagles, despite the fact they have home field advantage, typically Vegas will give you 3 points just for being at home. They didn't do that with the Eagles. They're 2.5-point favorites over the Niners. The over-under is 46.5.
Championship game spreads and lines don't bother me. Gets down who blocks and tackles and runs the football better and throws the football better. Eagles at home should beat the 49ers, but 49ers and Eagles both have great defenses, so we'll see how that game plays out.
Brock Purdy is undefeated as the starter for the San Francisco 49ers. He has yet to lose a game in the NFL. I don't know that he's played a team as good as Philadelphia to this point, but he has beaten some good teams to get here.
He's undefeated as a starter?
Right.
I mean,
7-0, 8-0, something like that.
I hear people talking about Mr. Irrelevant and all that kind of stuff. Man, that's not fair. You got to think thousands of people play college football, trying to get into the NFL and play NFL football. Each year, the NFL draft consists of 7 rounds, 32 teams. So between 200 and 250 people get selected every year. 200 to 300 kids get selected every year into degrade him by calling him Mr. Irrelevant. I think that's a slight. He's a good football player.
Not to mention the kids that sign as unrestricted free agents that didn't, or undrafted free agents that didn't get drafted in those 7 rounds, and then they're put on the scout team. And on the other side of that, this is the thing that gets lost, I think, in the NFL draft. While you're right, you're drafting 200, 250 new employees to come into your company. On the back end, to make room for those 200, 250 employees, some of the old guys are getting moved along.
Retirement, cut, released, that kind of stuff. So Mr. Irrelevant, he's anything but irrelevant. He's a good football player.
The last time, these two have seen each other. Oklahoma, when Jalen Hurts was at Oklahoma and Brock Purdy was at Iowa State, they played one another. And Oklahoma, I believe, came away with a 42-41 win.
Classic.
Both of those guys played lights out in that football game.
They did. The funny thing is, and I'll get to it in the third segment when I had the butt hurt list, it's funny to listen to Alabama fans right now claim Jalen Hurts is one of their own. Isn't it?
Well, I mean, he started there.
Okay. But he left and went to Oklahoma. And to hear Alabama fans talk, it's like, oh, yeah, he's one of the great Alabama quarterbacks of all time.
Didn't Jalen win a national championship by himself as the starter before Tua came along, or am I wrong? I have my years mixed up.
Tua came in and replaced him in 17 in the second half, and they won the national championship. And then
did they win one before that? With Hurts as quarterback.
Hurts was not a quarterback. He did not win a natty as starting quarterback at Alabama.
Okay. The other game, Bengals at Chiefs. Once again, Vegas loves giving the home field teams 3 points. Didn't happen here either. The Chiefs are a one-point favorite. They started out as dogs, by the way. When the line opened, the Chiefs were dogs in this game. They have moved to a one-point favorite, and the over-under is 47.5.
High ankle sprain for Patrick Mahomes. He did not look good in the second half. Having trouble moving around. Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 3 straight times. So that's a pick'em game in my book. Hurt Mahomes and Joe Burrow, that guy is a stone-cold killer.
Yeah, that's funny because I said that to somebody else the other day. Joe Burrow's a killer.
He is.
His ice water in his veins. He does not care.
He does not care where or who or how much. Joe Burrow's just out to get you.
He's a throat ripper.
Yes, he is.
He's a throat ripper.
And when do we get to the point and we say, does he have to beat Kansas City one more time to get put in the Mahomes category? I think he's already there.
I was going to say, he took words on my mouth. I think he's already there. I think Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL.
I mean, he's playing on a rookie contract. What's going to happen when Cincinnati has to break the bank to pay him? So we'll see how that plays out. Mahomes, 5 straight AFC championship games as the Chiefs quarterback. Only 1 Super Bowl, by the way. But they're there again.
In my opinion, if the Chiefs get by the Bengals, and if the Chiefs beat whoever is left of the 49ers and the Eagles, Chiefs will win the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
You heard it here first.
If I had to pick right now, just watching the way Mahomes moved around last Sunday in that Jaguar game, or last Saturday, he didn't move around. High ankle sprains are hard to get over, and that was a nasty-looking one, and he wasn't the same guy. If that guy plays Sunday, they're not beating the Cincinnati Bengals.
You know, and there's a thing that I have a saying, you got to call a duck a duck. And look, no disrespect to Jacksonville, but Jacksonville ain't Cincinnati.
They are not. I mean, Jacksonville had plenty of opportunities to win that football game, but just could not get it done. They turned the ball over.
And Dr. Bo Sasser actually will be on later, and we're going to talk some Patrick Mahomes and that ankle injury and break that thing down and what that actually looks like for the Chiefs. I agree with Kip. It ain't good.
Nope.
It ain't good. And again, the line on that game, Bengals-Chiefs, 47.5.
Pick them.
Take the over. Take the over. Take the over. Can't stress that enough. Take the over in that game.
Bengals don't care where they play. They just go and win. They're getting – that's a good football team.
You got to figure the networks are rooting for Chiefs-Eagles, right?
Right.
That's kind of what they want. I can't imagine they would want the 49ers with Brock Purdy at quarterback.
That's a sensational story. I mean, the networks might not want it, but America wants it.
I mean, okay. I like Brock Purdy. Personally, look, again, on this show, remember now, Kip, I made a New Year's resolution a few weeks back that I was going to be more honest with our listeners.
Yep.
Brock Purdy's been the best quarterback in the NFL the entire second half of the season.
You got Stetson Bennett in the college game. You got Brock Purdy in the NFL game. These are guys that people count out, but all they do is win.
And don't forget, there's rumors that Kirby's heading to Indianapolis.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Some sad news this week out of South Georgia. The legendary George Rose passed away at 81. Rose played in the NFL for the Vikings, 49ers, and the Saints as a defensive back. He played his college ball for Auburn and was the 34th pick in the 1964 NFL draft. Rose played his high school football at Glenn Academy and set tons of records for the Red Terriers. Rose had retired to St. Simon's. Rose's senior year at Auburn, he only gave up one pass completion the entire season. George Rose will be missed.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. The 49ers will win another Lombardi Trophy. Trevor Lawrence, the next face of the NFL. Back under your rocks you go, Cowboy fans. Jimmy G, Trey Lance, time to find new homes. San Francisco belongs to Brock Purdy. Joe Burrow, the new Patrick Mahomes. Write this down. The Houston Cougars will win the NCAA tournament. No one is beating the Philadelphia Eagles. Farewell, Chip Carey. Thanks for all the memories. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Write this down. The next starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, Tom Brady. Just go ahead and print the Super Bowl shirts for the Bengals. LeBron, if you aren't playing basketball just to play, then why are you playing? Because you ain't winning nothing with that group. Kip, did you know the Australian Open is on?
I did.
Who among us would not notice a $1 million overpayment? Apparently Brian Kelly. The Chiefs will be the last team standing when all is said and done.
The last of us.
Amazing sauce sprinkled with awesome. And these are my thoughts.
Tom Brady better retire.
I'm telling you, he's going to Miami, brother.
I'm going to get to him. I've been a little agitated with Tom ever since they bowed out of the playoffs. I'm gonna get to him here shortly.
We would be remiss, right? This is part of the show where we don't really want to do it, but we would be remiss if we didn't. The legendary George Rose has left us. And of all the impact that George Rose had throughout folks through Southeast Georgia, and especially in the Brunswick St. Simons area, which, of course, for all of our affiliates, that's where we do our show from, is St. Simons. We bring it to you from St. Simons, cover all of South Georgia, high school football, and then the regional stuff. And we both Kip and I knew George Rose, and he was a treasure. He'll be missed.
Yes, he will. Fantastic man. Just a wealth of knowledge. Loved them Auburn Tigers.
Yes, he did.
And have to respect that. I respect the man that loves his team. Played in the NFL, Glenn Academy. I mean, this guy, Glenn County Sports Hall of Fame, inaugural class. This guy is, he's on the Mount Rushmore of Glenn County Athletics.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If he's not the main face of Glenn County Athletics, it might just be George Rose by himself. Overall 34th pick in the 1964 NFL draft, I believe it was. And if you haven't read the story, Joe Delaney, who writes for the Southern Sports Edition, wrote a story about George Rose at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Joe Delaney, of course, used to play for George Rose way back in the day, and it's a great read. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com, you should definitely check it out. Great, great read.
Played for the Vikings, played for the New Orleans Saints, came back and was head football coach for Glenn Academy for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Man's done it all.
Yeah, and was a great golfer, too.
He was.
He could swing it.
He's just an athlete.
Yeah. So I feel like that when you start talking about the NFL playoffs, the Bengals, I mean, I don't think there's anybody as good as the Bengals.
They're a good football team.
I mean, I think they're the best team left.
I like the four teams that are left are all pretty good football teams in their own way. Anything can happen in these championship games. But if I got to pick, you're asking me to pick?
I mean, sure, because I did.
You picked all four teams, but I'm going to do what our fans expect people to do, pick a Super Bowl game. I got the Bengals against the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Let me tell you something. Let me ask you, the listener, a question. Think about this long and hard. Probably won't have to think about it very long, but think about it very hard. Have you ever seen Joe Burrow lose a big game? Have you ever seen it?
I mean,
going even back to college, have you seen Joe Burrow lose a big game?
I've seen him light up Georgia. I've seen him light up Clemson. I've seen him light up Oklahoma in the SEC championship and college football playoffs. I've seen him light up Alabama, a supposedly great Alabama team at their own place. In 2018, 2019, Joe Burrow, man, he is a dude. He is a dude.
He's lit the Chiefs up three times.
Yeah, he's 3-0 against the Kansas City Chiefs in his NFL career. How do people keep saying Joe Burrow is not at that top level quarterback in the NFL?
When he's beaten him, he's never lost to him.
He's never lost to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is hurt. You know what bothers me about this game coming up Sunday?
Tell me.
If Patrick Mahomes plays hurt and they lose, there's going to be an excuse. He was hurt. If he plays hurt and they win, oh, they're going to just, oh, the great Patrick Mahomes. So you can't win you just can't win in that scenario. Here's Joe Burrow. You know, give the guy his credit. If he beats Patrick Mahomes this week and is 4-0 against him in his career, and the Bengals go to back-to-back Super Bowls, in my mind, he's the best quarterback in the AFC, where the best quarterbacks in the NFL reside.
Would you trade Joe Burrow to Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers?
No,
straight up?
No.
You wouldn't make that deal?
Absolutely not.
You think Aaron Rodgers is that good?
Stop, man. Aaron Rodgers better try to...
I'm just asking questions.
Aaron Rodgers better try to get traded to the New York Jets. That's his best option moving forward.
Isn't it funny how much that thing mirrors Brett Favre, especially if he ends up going to the Jets?
He's going somewhere.
Man.
He is going somewhere.
I agree with you. I think he's going to the Jets. I think Tom Brady ends up in Miami, and Aaron Rodgers ends up with the Jets, and Joe Burrow ends up with the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady needs to retire. He looked like an old quarterback against the Cowboys a couple of weekends ago. He needs to retire. Hang it up. Do whatever it is you want to do, Tom, before you damage your legacy. What? And you're on the verge of starting to damage it if you keep coming back.
Yeah, what I'm afraid of is if he does keep coming back, that he's going to suffer one of those Joe Namath-type injuries. And what's the guy for the Redskins? Joe Theismann. Yeah, that's what I was going for. Joe
Theismann type injury.
And have to go out on those terms.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of if Tom Brady keeps coming back.
He did not look good against the Cowboys. Did not look good at all.
Talking NFL stuff, I alluded to it right before we went to break. If Kirby does go to Indianapolis, he could draft Stetson at number 4.
See, people listen to this and they thank you for real. You need to quit that.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Here it comes, the big one, Valentine's Day. Guys, let's get it right. Get on down to Cunningham Jewelers, a vast inventory of gifts, whether it be a heart necklace this Valentine's Day or that diamond ring. Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff will help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
And now I hand the show over to Kip Branch for the Butthurt segment.
The Butthurt List. You know you like the Butthurt List. It's interactive. You feel free to join in.
Well, thanks. Since, you know, Jason Bishop show.
Feel
appreciate
free
that.
To join in. Kip Branch, the ratings guy. Number five on the Butthurt List this week. It's a tie. I got two athletes tied for fifth this week. Number one is Tom Brady. You know what, man? I'm sick of Tom Brady.
See, I don't get this.
I'm sick of Tom Brady. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I mean, you didn't play good football last year, Tom. You didn't have a great year. Your team finished 8-10. You're 45, however, old as Methuselah, old as whatever.
He's 46.
46 years old. You have ruined Byron Leftwich's career.
Oh, man, that's true.
And I got a bone. That bothers me. Byron Leftwich is never going to get a head coaching job in the NFL now just simply because Tom Brady hung around too long. A year ago or 2 years ago when Tampa Bay was win the Super Bowl, Byron Leftwich turned down the Jacksonville Jaguars job that went to Urban Meyer so that he could stay in Tampa and be offensive coordinator. 2 years later, he gets fired. You know, I got a problem with that, and I blame that 100% on Tom Brady.
I was just about to say he was on the cusp of becoming a head coach.
Yes, and you think that's going to happen now after you get fired as an offensive coordinator? I got a problem with that. And tied for fifth, Stephon Diggs. How dare you try to show up your quarterback on the sidelines in a playoff game and then cop an attitude about it, talk about you care about winning. Everybody cares about winning at that level. You don't care about winning any more than Josh Allen did, but you're going to try to show up your quarterback on the sidelines.
Where'd he come over from, Minnesota?
Yes, and he was a problem child over there, too.
I was going to say, how much winning did you do in Minnesota?
So you're going to try to show up your quarterback on the sidelines and then try to justify and say, I'm an emotional guy. I want to win. This is not acceptable. Then get open.
Yeah, because you ain't there without Josh Allen.
Yeah. Get open more. You want the football? Get open.
I agree with you on this.
So, got a problem with that.
I agree with you on this.
Never show up and call out your quarterback and act like an idiot on national TV. And then don't have the guts to leave the locker room. Whatever, man. Over that.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me a lot of Tony Romo, Terrell Owens.
Yeah. I mean, there's no call for that. Here's a guy that's throwing you the football. He has made you into an all-pro football player.
Made you a lot of money is what
he's
done.
Made you a lot of money, and you're going to sit there and raise your hands up in the air in a blizzard. Your quarterback's having a rough day, playing a good football team that was ready to play, and that came in with an attitude because they felt shafted by the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So, come on, Stephon. That was horrible. Number four on the butthurt list, Alabama football. I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
It's February.
It is.
Pretty much February. Alabama doesn't have a coordinator. Yep. They don't have an offensive coordinator. They don't have a defensive coordinator. And now they're trying to claim Jalen Hurts is one of their own. I mean, have you ever seen
You're
anything
really
so
that.
Pitiful of a football school that's been passed up in your own conference trying to stay relevant?
Well, I don't agree with you on this because at the end of the day, I think it's pretty well accepted and known. Nick Saban wanted a new offensive coordinator and wanted a new defensive coordinator, but he was waiting for those guys to get jobs rather than fire them, and they got jobs, but now they're gone.
He should have fired them. If he wanted them gone, he should have fired them.
Well.
He's losing control.
Okay.
I mean.
We'll see next year. How much control, because he's going to have.
Who's he going to get as a coordinator?
He's going to have two coordinators, offensive, defensive coordinator, of his choosing. Hmm. So expect for him to make big splashes on both of those positions.
We shall see. Kirby's breaking folks around here. Number three on the butthurt list this week, the Buffalo Bills, Jason. Is the window of opportunity closing for this franchise to win a Super Bowl?
Well, they got some interesting decisions to make.
Joe Burrow's on the rise. Kansas City's not going anywhere. Buffalo, have they missed their window?
That AFC and Herbert's rising and Trevor Lawrence is rising as well. That AFC is blistering.
And the Buffalo Bills, they've been there. They've been on the cusp for the last couple of years. They can't seem to get there. And I'm asking, has the window of opportunity closed for the Buffalo Bills?
Well,
how much longer do they have in this window?
Do you remember earlier in the show when I asked you, have you ever seen Joe Burrow lose a big game? Remember that?
Yes.
Have you ever seen the Buffalo Bills win a big game?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
Ever.
Ever. Jim Kelly can attest to that.
Uh-huh.
Number two on the butt hurt list this week, Dak Prescott.
I'm surprised he's not one here.
Well, somebody affiliated with him is there. Number two on the butt hurt list, Dak Prescott. Come on, man. Dak. Dak's a detriment now to the Dallas Cowboys.
Would you trade Dak Prescott for Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Okay.
I would.
We're getting somewhere.
I would trade Dak Prescott for Aaron Rodgers today. If the Packers called Dallas, I'd make that trade.
Straight up?
Straight up. Because Aaron Rodgers does not lose that football game in San Francisco last week. With the pieces that they have in place in Dallas, that defense is
Super Bowl. He lost at home to San Francisco last year.
But with no pieces. Dallas is ready to win a Super Bowl. They are being limited by the quarterback position in Dallas. Dak has got to start playing better. This is 2 years in a row that Dak has urinated down his leg in the biggest game of the season.
Easy, killer.
What?
Stay with me here, right?
Okay.
Dak Prescott signed a big deal with Dallas. He's got a long-term deal with them. Aaron Rodgers doesn't. He's got a big deal, but not a long-term deal. So if you're Green Bay, this trade makes a ton of sense to where you can get a young quarterback, have him locked up for years to come to be your starter, and he's a good quarterback. And then you can trade Jordan Love and get whatever it is that you can get back for him draft-wise, and then you move on and start doing it that way.
The New York Jets. I can't think of the guy's name right now. I'm drawing a blank. But the Denver Broncos coach that was Aaron Rodgers, offensive coordinator in Green Bay, that got fired in Denver last year, was hired today as the New York Jets offensive coordinator.
He was hired Thursday.
Well, he was hired, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hired Thursday.
So he was hired as the coordinator for the Jets. So Aaron Rodgers, Big Apple, Aaron Rodgers, Jets, that's a championship defense too.
And if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you bring in Aaron Rodgers, like you said, maybe he doesn't lose that football game. You're built to win now.
Yes. And Aaron Rodgers is 39.
That's right.
So he needs to win now.
Right. So I think that's a great deal. I think that's a great trade.
I do,
makes
too.
Sense for both teams. Makes sense.
Dak's not who Dallas thought he was.
Money's about the same, too.
There's a problem. There is a problem with Dak. Fans are turning on him in Dallas. Number one on the butt hurt list, the Dallas Cowboys.
You just did the whole team.
Yes.
Okay.
2 years in a row, you've lost to a 49ers team that you probably should have beat.
On paper, you're better.
On paper, you're better, but you do what Dallas does every year, you know? You don't know when it's going to happen, but you just know it's going to happen. It's like, hey, we don't know when the meltdown's coming, but it's coming. And this is the Dallas Cowboys for the last 27 years. Largest fan base in the NFL. And wow, man, just to pile on them. I saw a picture this week of Dak Prescott staring into a mirror, and he was looking at a bag of trash. Dallas Cowboy,
trash.
Dallas Cowboy franchise is butt hurt. That defense played good enough to win that game. Last 2 years, they got a good defense assembled, and they're wasting Micah Parsons. They're wasting these guys on defense because they're not getting it done at the quarterback position.
I agree with you to an extent at the quarterback position, but in my opinion, the reason the quarterback position struggles is because he's getting no help from the running game, Ezekiel Elliott.
Zeke, I mean, Pollard had over 1,000 yards. Zeke's going to have to take a pay cut if he wants to stay in Dallas.
He's going to get cut, period.
Yeah, he's going to have to take a pay cut or produce. But the Dallas Cowboys are ready to win now, but they just aren't doing it. And you know what? You know it's going to happen because guess what? They're the Dallas Cowboys. There you have it. Tom Brady, Stephon Diggs, Alabama football, the Buffalo Bills, Dak, and the Dallas Cowboys.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Here it comes, the big one. Valentine's Day. Guys, let's get it right. Get on down to Cunningham Jewelers, a vast inventory of gifts, whether it be a heart necklace this Valentine's Day or that diamond ring. Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff will help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, great to be here.
All right, so it's NFL playoff time, and we watched Patrick Mahomes gimp around.
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs, right. Yeah, you're a former employee of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I am.
Yeah. So we watched Patrick Mahomes gimp around in that game last week,
and get the Chiefs to the AFC Championship game. I guess the official diagnosis is a high ankle sprain. And boy, I think those are three scary words if you're a quarterback or a Kansas City Chief fan, I guess.
Definitely, because he, you know, he is dangerous outside of the pocket, and he loves to scramble and loves to make plays happen and by moving around. And so it's hard if, one, if he can play, that's great, but if they keep him in the pocket and he's still gimping around, that really decreases our chances.
So he sprains the ankle in the game, and we're watching him limp, handing the ball off, right?
Right.
He comes out of the game, comes back, and he's hopping, handing the ball off, which would tell you it's a pretty serious high ankle sprain. Am I wrong there?
No, I completely agree. He was kind of he sort of limped around there, and I guess to try to give Chad Henne a couple of plays to warm up his arm, who I think Chad Henne did a great job during that game. But yes, if now I didn't think it was actually broken, because a lot of times, if your ankle's broken, you're not going to be able to put some weight on it. Mm-hmm. So that did make me feel pretty good. But even after they took him back at halftime and they taped him up, so he basically had sort of a club foot to keep it from moving, he wasn't terribly effective.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not mobile.
Right, for sure. Right. That's
which
what
is
I mean.
A huge part of his game.
Exactly.
So you get the week off. Your team doctor.
Sure.
What are you doing this week to try to get him ready to play?
You know, and again, it's the high, as you're alluding to, those high ankle sprains. That's different than your basic kind of tweak or twinge or, you know, mild ankle sprain, which usually you can get through in a couple of days. But even a basic grade one or grade two ankle sprain, it's hard to have confidence in your foot. You know, to be able to scramble out of the pocket, or, and I'm not talking about being the football player, being the weekend warrior, playing a little basketball with your kids and kind of stretch out and put weight on that side, maybe pivot or cut a little bit. Now you take that to a higher level, which is a high ankle sprain, where you have maybe not torn, but you have stretched the ligaments almost circumferentially around your entire ankle. So what do you do? And it's just the basics of how tough is your patient? Mm-hmm. How can we get the inflammation down, the swelling down, and tape it up in such a way to make him as effective as he can be?
As superhuman as Patrick Mahomes is, you got to figure, as team doctor, hey, Coach Reed, he's going to go out and play, but let's not call any bootlegs.
Right.
I mean, fair enough.
Sure.
So you want, as a doctor, I guess what you're going to tell me is you want him to stay as stationary in the pocket as he could possibly be.
Right. Well, that, and I think you need to tell the teammates, you got to step it up a little bit. You need to turn around and see if he looks like he's in trouble, come back and help him out. Those kind of things.
Any concerns about you know, throwing a deep ball and having to plant on that foot and using the foot as leverage? Because, I mean, that's going to happen.
I would say yes, but one, he's got such an arm, and it's just kind of amazing how he'll he'll sling it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's less with the I mean, we've seen some great throws, and there's plenty of other quarterbacks. I don't mean to be complete in love bias with Patrick Mahomes, but I'm just saying, also, that is not as much of his armamentarium as it used to be. I know he does have Schuster, and but he doesn't have Tyreek Hill anymore,
right?
Which was kind of his go guy of just go, just beat him, and I'm gonna sling it.
Yeah.
And so he might play more small ball, which actually, as I remember, that's how the Bengals beat the Chiefs last game, was Joe Burrow's playing a great game, but a lot of small ball.
Yep. Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So you get him on the field, he's ready to go. And, you know, do you have any concerns about putting him out there with a high ankle sprain after the game? Whether the Chiefs lose and you go in the offseason, you have concerns that might not might get worse in the offseason, might not respond. And surely, if the Chiefs win going into the Super Bowl, how does that play into the cards?
Right, and I think let's take the positive side first. If they can win, that gives him another, 2 weeks mm-hmm, off?
Right.
And so I think that can help quite a bit. If he can just get that time. Lose and goes into off season, I think he'll be fine. Okay. I don't really have any concern about him coming back next season.
Okay. Dr. Sasser, appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
And I'm just going on record and telling you, I like the Chiefs to win the whole thing.
I mean, you like all four teams. I mean, if people listen to this broadcast, they've heard you. I like the Bengals to beat the Chiefs. I think
it's a good pick.
I like the Bengals to get them. And Mahomes is hurt. I mean, I just heard Dr. Sasser talk about the injury, but he was not the same guy once he came out in the second half. You know, they shot him up at halftime to numb it up, and he still was limping around. Can you imagine how he felt trying to get out of the bed on Sunday morning?
Couldn't even turn around to hand the football off.
It was bad.
Without hopping. I mean, that's how bad it was. Yeah, he had some major cortisone.
High ankle sprain, those are the worst.
Yes, they are. They don't heal quickly.
They do not heal quickly, and mm-hmm. he's going to be limited on Sunday.
And let's be honest, if they find a way to get by the Bengals, if they do that, he's still not even going to be 100% come Super Bowl in 2 weeks with a high ankle sprain. He'll be close, but he won't be 100%.
Chiefs, you know, five straight AFC championship games, probably should have got at least a couple of Super Bowls out of that run. Is their window starting to close?
As long as Patrick Mahomes is there, no.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Here it comes, the big one, Valentine's Day. Guys, let's get it right. Get on down to Cunningham Jewelers, a vast inventory of gifts, whether it be a heart necklace this Valentine's Day or that diamond ring. Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff will help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
I do. I was thinking about it in the break, Kip. I like the 49ers to win the whole thing. I really do.
Yeah, okay.
I think they're legit.
I like the Bengals and the Eagles in the Super Bowl. That'd be a good matchup.
Oh, man, the Eagles' offense is so good. And Jalen Hurts, he looked healthy, didn't he?
He looked good against the Giants.
Yeah, I don't think anybody could
be able to. That game was never in doubt.
Never. And I think the 49ers have the same fate awaiting them against the Eagles.
And the Giants had aspirations of going in there and beating them. They were riding high.
Yeah, well, they didn't get very far with that.
After Minnesota pulled their annual choke.
We got a bunch of college basketball games to choose, so we're going to get to them. And we were going to do this earlier in the show, but we got sidetracked, as often happens with this show. We have no plan. We just kind of fly by the seat of our pants, or at least Kip does.
Okay.
Number 15, Auburn at West Virginia. Give me Auburn.
Give me Auburn, too.
Boston College at number 7, Virginia. I like Virginia. I like Virginia. Give me Virginia.
Virginia's kind of just, they're one of those teams that just hover around.
Hover around. Yeah, yeah. 13, Xavier at Creighton. Man, I'll take Xavier.
Yeah, me too.
Number 2, Alabama at Oklahoma. Give me the Rising Crimson Tide.
Alabama may have the best basketball team in the country.
They're going to get a number 1 seed.
They are that good.
Unless the wheels fall off.
I don't believe they are.
Mm-mm. 16, Marquette at DePaul. I'm taking DePaul in an upset in this game.
I'll take Marquette.
All right, 12, Iowa State at Missouri. Yeah, give me the Cyclones.
I'm going to take Missouri in this game. Missouri is a decent basketball team this year.
Cincinnati at number 3, Houston. For those folks that are long-term listeners of ours, remember, about 3 years ago, I told you that Houston was going to become a juggernaut in the NCAA. They have done exactly what I said they were going to do. One more time, Jason Bishop was right. I'll take Houston.
Houston's always been a good basketball program. I mean, I don't know where you're talking about. You're trying to make it sound like you picked them out of a hat and they just ascended to greatness. I mean, Clyde Drexler, Akeem Olajuwon. I mean, come on, man. Yeah, I'll take Houston as well.
I was wondering if you're going to make a pick or if you were just going to lecture.
I'm done. I made a pick.
All right. Arkansas at 17. Baylor, give me Baylor.
Arkansas has been the biggest disappointment in the SEC so far. I'll take Baylor.
Western Kentucky at 21. Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Number 11, TCU at Mississippi State. The folks in Fort Worth are still heartbroken, but they're still playing basketball over there. Give me TCU.
I'll take Mississippi State at home. The Hump is a tough place to play.
Okay, now this is the Big 12 SEC Challenge, and that game is a part of that. Number 20, Miami at Pitt. I guess Miami? I guess.
Yeah, I guess too.
Hofstra at 18, Charleston. I'll take Charleston.
I'll take Charleston as well.
24, Clemson at Florida State. Give me the Noles in an upset.
Me too. Clemson is, basketball ranked Clemson. Come on, man.
Number 6, Arizona at Washington. Arizona's really good. I like Arizona.
Yeah, they are really good.
Here's a big one, boy. Texas at number 4, Tennessee. I think the Volunteers are in that upper echelon group where you start talking about good enough to win a national title. I don't think Texas is quite there. I'll take the Volunteers here.
I watched Tennessee a couple of nights ago just dismantle Georgia.
Yeah.
At home.
Which isn't much.
Well, Georgia's improved, but Tennessee's a good basketball team. They're going to beat Texas at home.
I've been saying Tennessee was a very good program for the last couple of years as well. Another one I got. 14, Gonzaga at Portland. Give me Gonzaga.
You skipped over Florida. Okay, I'll take Gonzaga.
Florida at number 5, Kansas State. Give me Kansas State.
I'll take Kansas State. I watched them beat Kansas a couple of weeks ago. Good basketball team.
And finally, in the top 25, number 22, St. Mary's at BYU. I'll take St. Mary's.
Yep, St. Mary's. And I'll take Kentucky's starting to play good basketball right now, so I'll take them over Kansas, who's in a nosedive currently.
Yeah, Kansas is struggling. I like Kentucky in an upset there, too. Thing. I don't know. Kansas may we'll see. I'll take Kentucky.
Kansas uses the rebounds. That'll be a good game, though.
Yeah. In the ACC, the Duke Blue Devils come to Atlanta to play the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. The Tech fans could not be more excited. Expect that place to be packed out. MARTA is going to be going nonstop to get folks to that game.
And they'll be going nonstop just 5 minutes into the second half with Tech fans trying to get home.
I like Duke as well. Louisville at Notre Dame. I'll take the Fighting Irish.
Yes, me too.
Syracuse at Virginia Tech. Give me the Orangemen.
I like the Orangemen. They've always been a good program.
And in the SEC, Texas Tech at LSU. Give me those Tigers.
Yeah, I'll take LSU.
South Carolina at Georgia. I'll take South Carolina.
South Carolina's the worst team in the SEC right now. Georgia's at home. I'll take the Dogs.
Okay. Ole Miss at Oklahoma State. Give me Ole Miss.
I'll take Oklahoma State. Ole Miss basketball.
Vanderbilt at Texas A&M. I like Vanderbilt.
No, A&M is a good basketball team.
I like Vanderbilt in the upset.
And Vanderbilt is not going to College Station and beating no Texas A&M. Not happening.
We'll see. All right. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
I got to admit, it would be pretty awesome to see Kirby Smart build a national not a national championship contender, but a Super Bowl contender by drafting Stetson Bennett with the number 4 pick as the Colts head coach.
Lost your mind. You keep reporting that as it's fact, dude.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Some sad news this week out of South Georgia.
the legendary George Rose passed away at 81. Rose played in the NFL for the Vikings, 49ers, and the Saints as a defensive back. He played his college ball for Auburn and was the 34th pick in the 1964 NFL draft. Rose played his high school football at Glenn Academy and set tons of records for the Red Terriers. Rose had retired to St. Simons. Rose's senior year at Auburn, he only gave up one pass completion the entire season. George Rose will be missed.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.